Presumed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blasted Donald Trump's business record in Atlantic City today. On hand at the event were former Trump employees who offered a different view of his time in the gambling town. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Clinton spoke outside the now-shuttered Trump Plaza, which closed down alongside three other casinos in 2014. She criticized Trump for reports that he stiffed local contractors who helped him build his casinos. And she mentioned another property formerly owned by her Republican rival, the Trump Taj Mahal.
Donald once called it the eighth wonder of the world.
Last week, about 1,000 service workers walked off the job at the Taj Mahal, asking casino management to restore the health and pension benefits they cut last year.
And now those workers are on strike, and we should all support them in getting a fair deal.
But about a mile up the boardwalk, outside the Taj Mahal, the story was a bit different. Trump no longer owns the place, and workers there say their beef is with current owner Carl Icahn, not the man whose name still adorns the building.
Go, Trump.
Dina Jones has worked at the Taj Mahal as a cocktail server for 22 years.
When he was here, he took care of the employees. He cared about us. We cared about the building. It was a win-win situation. Now with Hillary coming in and trying to blame Trump this, Trump that, he's been out of this building for years.
Bill Brown, a porter at the Taj for 19 years, says Trump was a pretty good owner.
He was all right. He came in every so often. He talked to the workers, said hi, you know, he was a good owner. But now, I mean, now it's a hedge fund. Carl Icahn took it out of bankruptcy. Just give us what we want.
The union, Unite Here Local 54, says no new contract talks are scheduled with the Taj Mahal. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.